You're listening to SBS News.
Vanessa was 60 when she found herself homeless. After a marriage breakup, she travelled overseas to help look after a sick family member. But when she returned, she was unable to find work.
So I came back here thinking I'll get a job. I'm young, you know, I'm still young, you know, in good shape. And I came here and there was no jobs, no work, no, I had nowhere to go. You know, help here, there, running in front of people's houses, living out there. That's all I was doing.
She found herself on the street, too ashamed to tell family or friends about her situation.
Believe me, at 60, you don't want to be in the streets. You don't want to live out in front of people's houses. You don't want to live that kind of life. That's the most saddest thing anybody has to go through. And I had children. I mean, I have a son here, but I was embarrassed. I was ashamed to tell him that, you know, that this was going on. And my son had his own issues to go through with his family. He had kids, so I didn't want to tell him, burden him with stuff like that. It was my problem, I figured. That's the way we looked at it back then, and I had to fix it.
Unfortunately, Vanessa's story isn't uncommon. She's one of a number of women aged over 55 who now make up 6% of all homeless people in Australia. But in what's believed to be the first of its kind, the Garden House is a new refuge in Melbourne and will accommodate only women over the age of 50. Housing All Australians chairwoman Louise Rutten, whose organisation was one of the groups behind the facility, says many women can spend up to 18 months either homeless or couch surfing before asking for help.
So for us to be able to provide the space, and certainly from my perspective, the key thing is that they get to take a breath, that you get to stop being in survival mode and come into a home like this that truly feels like a home where you can feel love and comfort, take a breath and take the time that you need to be able to go out again into the world.
The formerly vacant house in Melbourne's eastern suburbs has been restored and will be able to house up to 6 women at a time, with separate bedrooms and shared kitchen facilities. It took nearly 12 months to finish, with much of the labour and supplies donated. The project is a collaboration between a number of advocacy groups who have seen the growing need for more affordable housing, especially for women escaping family violence. YWCA Community Housing General Manager Charlotte Dillon says the emergency accommodation will not only provide the women with a safe haven, they'll also be connected to a number of other services to help them rebuild their lives.
What we do is we'll provide a stable foundation, and from here, once women can find their feet, they can begin to rebuild their lives. So they'll then be able to either re-enter the workforce, undertake further training, further education, reconnect with family and friends, and then be able to move on to something more independent and long-term.
Ms. Rutten says the need for such accommodation is a reflection of a wider crisis around affordable housing.
This is going to be an intergenerational issue that we're going to have to deal with if we don't start actively having conversations about it and changing our behaviour, expecting and asking for assistance through not only government, which, as we know, we often have to wait an incredibly long time for, which is why our position has always been that we will do this with corporate alliances, and we will be able to bring the private sector to the party, which will enable us to be able to deliver these kinds of resources here and now, not waiting for government.
Now aged 67, Vanessa says her life is on track and she's been able to help other women. She says while some might feel shame or embarrassment about being homeless, there are always services out there to help, and she's a testament to being able to turn your life around.
I'm hoping that people can see things like this and say, well, look at that woman. She's done something. I can do that too.
Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.